It's not easy to be a disciple and a human being at the same time. It is not easy to be a disciple and a human being at the same time. But we are. We are a human being on planet Earth, doing our wonderful things, having our wonderful experiences, and we are a disciple. We are a disciple to whatever we believe. We are a disciple to the unlimited possibilities that the human can experience as it follows its inner dwelling, its indwelling heart, its indwelling wisdom. We all have the capacity to walk anywhere, any way, and accomplish great and beautiful things because we are divine. It's not easy to be a disciple and a human being at the same time. And the reason for that is the human being always wants to say it can't do something. The human being wants to always say it is limited. The human being wants to say, but. And the divine says, it is so. Whatever you choose to do in your mind, your heart, your soul, it is already done. And all you're doing is revealing it and living it and delighting in it. That's all. Because this is the magic of who you are. This is the magic of all that you are. This is being divine. It's not easy to be a disciple and human at the same time, because a disciple follows the divine within, which says, you can do it. And a human says, now how do I do it? How can I do it? How? And the disciple never asks how. The disciple merely takes the lesson from its teacher, its sharer, its way of its pathway, and goes that way. At the University of Healing here, we have hundreds of students over the years who listened to the teachings of the University of Healing. And the teachings of the University of Healing are a philosophy of positive thinking. And this philosophy of positive thinking functions very powerfully and very beautifully and very consistently. This philosophy of positive thinking is the reality that makes the world go round. Now, those who are a disciple of this positive thinking, those who are a disciple of this pathway to find their inner truth, are sometimes confused. Sometimes they do not, they say it doesn't work. And the reason that they say it doesn't work is that they do not apply it. To apply the philosophy of the masters throughout the ages who have listened within themselves in silence and awareness that the divine within them is truly the answer. These people who have listened, they hear. And what is it that they hear? They hear that all things are in divine order. They hear that all things are in divine order because that is what they believe. And when that is what they believe, then that is what they know. And when that is what they know, that is what they experience in all areas of their being. Now, can I, walk the pathway of the disciple? Can we walk the pathway of saying we believe in positive thinking? We believe in putting the right causes in mind, the right causes in motion for whatever it is we desire, and to consistently stay with that? Can we discipline ourselves? That's what the word disciple means. Can we discipline ourselves to follow whatever it is that we are having as our teaching, that we're having as our way of thinking? Throughout history, mankind has done amazing things because he has let go of his human statement about himself that he can't do something, to the realization that, yes, if I apply myself, lovingly and consistently to my inner awareness, I will have the answer. If I listen to the divine in me, I will know exactly what I am to do. Then the next big step comes in doing it. We know what the right thing to do is. We read books on success. We read books on happiness. We read books on wholeness. We read books on all these things. We have videos on them. We have speakers by the hundreds who are on videotape and on television and every media possible. And they all say, believe in yourself. Man, know thyself. And this is what the divine in us is, knowing ourselves. And this is what being a disciple is, to know yourself. The teachers who teach all of their students, and they say to their students, it is in you, it is up to you by your thought. You are the one who will lie on a bed of nails and feel nothing. You are the one who will walk on the fire and feel only cool, wet moss. You are the ones who will be aware of the absolute magnificence of the universe and flow with that magnificence in every thought that you have. You will be no longer bound by what the human has bound itself by. You will no longer think that you are only flesh and blood. You know that you are mind. You know that you are the infinite power. And you know that you are that mind right now, and that whatever mind, whatever attitude you put in motion for yourself, it is done. This is the principle. This is the law. This is the awareness. Oh, it's not easy to be a discipline, to be a disciple of anything. It's not easy to be a learner of anything. It's not easy to be a person who becomes upon a truth for themselves any time. Because to know the truth is not enough. You have to apply it. To know the truth is not enough because it's the application of that truth that makes it useful and aware for you and a vital tool for you. But if you don't know it and apply it, then what good is it? You can prattle all the things that you will. You can be a professional student, and there are so many professional students. They're excellent students, they're good students, but they don't apply it. They don't apply it. And then one day, this professional student finds a philosophy, finds a dream, finds an idea that says, hey, this is wonderful, this is fun. This discipline is fun. This is fantastic. And they follow it. And in following it, all things are revealed to them. In following it, they forget that they ever said, it's not easy to be a disciple and a human at the same time. But to be one who is disciplined, to be one who is following a teaching, to be one who is living the teaching, then it's true. You no longer are a human, because a human is one who is learning, and a divine being is one who is practicing. You practice every day what you believe, and then your discipline. Your being a disciple makes it all the easier for you to follow through and have fun doing whatever you're doing. Yes, we can make a statement, it's not easy, but it is easy. It's easy once we just go do it. It's not easy to roller skate, but when you put on the skates and you practice, and the first time you fall down a few times perhaps, you don't have to fall down. But you learn the art of skating, and the art of skating is called one thing. It's called balance. And when you have balance, you can skate. When you have balance, you can be a perfect disciple. When you have balance, all things work out harmoniously for you and for me. And how wonderful that is. But it's only when we have balance. It's only when we decide that we're going to walk this perfect path And in walking this perfect path, we're going to walk it so that we have fun and be ourselves. And then we will no longer say it's not easy to be a disciple and a human being at the same time. We will say, I am always the disciple. I'm always disciplined to the truth about me. And the limitations of a human being are no longer my limitations, because I live on a higher reference. I live on a divine reference. And that's who I am. Walk with me on this divine reference. Walk with me on this discipline of wholeness, of positive thinking, of right action now, and watch how much fun it really is to do those things. Have a lovely day, and know that I indeed love you very much, because you're my creation. You're my discipline.